welcome to the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, June 21st, 2019. We're going to kick it off with YouTube. YouTube is facing a federal investigation over allegations that they're violating children's privacy. This has led to rumors that executives are discussing actually getting rid of all children's content on YouTube and they're putting it on a different website or just tossing it all together. YouTube appears to also be giving up on comments. On Android, they're now hiding all comments on videos by default. YouTube's community is pretty notorious for having really toxic and crappy comments. A lot of these are just people trolling and joking with other people who they probably don't know anonymously. But it's led to a lot of backlash, and YouTube looks like they might just be eliminating comments altogether in the near future. YouTube is also getting into the augmented reality game. They've rolled out augmented reality advertisements, which will allow people to try on makeup while they're watching a YouTube video about makeup. You know, this isn't the first time anybody's done augmented reality makeup. You can already see mirrors like that in places like Neiman Marcus, but it is the first time a large video platform like YouTube is using augmented reality for an advertising experience. All right, now let's bring it on down to Google Town, where WebsiteGenius.com claims to have caught Google stealing lyrics from their website and displaying them on Google without attribution or permission red-handed. Now, they did this, they say, using different types of apostrophes that spelled out the words red-handed in Morse code. Google used the Shaggy defense and said it wasn't them that did it, it was a third party. The third party came out and said that they weren't at fault either, and they kind of made up some weird excuse. It turns out Genius is probably right. It looks like Google did steal the content, but they stole it via a third party. And so they're going to say that they're not involved. They probably are. Google's response to this is to give a link to the source where they're getting the content from in the future. In reality, I think they should probably just pull all the lyrics from Google search engine. They're often not correct, and they're kind of annoying anyway. I'd rather go to a really good source like Genius to see them. That's just me. Google beta testers on their Android app are suddenly seeing an easy way to share search results with their friends. It shows up right next to the search box on the right-hand side, and when they tap on the icon, they can share a link, which leads people on desktop or on Chromebook or even via mobile into a Google search result that they're looking at right now. Google is getting into the CBD game. They're running trials right now for CBD advertising via the Google Ads platform. Google Search Console is removing the ability to set a preferred domain. And not only that, any preferred domain you set in the past, they're going to go ahead and remove and stop honoring. That means you've got to have your rel canonicals and your 301 redirects in place and really tightened up. If you don't, it's going to cause a huge mess. This keeps up with Google's recent tradition of removing really good features and giving us a bag of crap instead. A recent study showed that an incredible 49% of Google searches result in zero clicks. That means a large percentage of all searches are not sending any traffic out to the World Wide Web anymore. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal blew wide open Google's fake business problem on Google Maps and Google My Business. If you remember, last week I told you that Google suddenly suspended lots of real businesses around the world, and fake businesses started appearing all over the maps on all over the local search results. After the Wall Street Journal article came out, Google made a blog post explaining how they take down fake business listings. This is little comfort to any of the thousands of real businesses around the world who've had their accounts suspended and are currently dealing with the incredibly slow and laborious process of getting reinstated by Google My Business. Barry Schwartz over at Search Engine Roundtable reports that a Google search engine algorithm and ranking update may have started rolling out on June 19th. Check your analytics and see if it helped you or hurt you. Google also immediately released a bunch of new features for companies who currently have a Google My Business profile that hasn't been suspended. You can now get short names. Pretty much everyone can access those, and you can also offer discounts to your users. It appears that Google is trying to release more features while not taking care of the fake business problem that they're currently dealing with on Google Maps and Google My Business. After Facebook officially launched their cryptocurrency named Libra, one researcher said that the cryptocurrency wasn't designed to actually work. He also said that the white paper describes a lot of functionality that hasn't even been invented yet, which proves that Facebook's cryptocurrency is just like every other shit coin. Bitcoin for life. Speaking of Facebook's evil attempt to take over world economics, the CEO of a fintech startup company, Current, claims that Facebook stole their logo to use as the logo for Calibra, the parent company of the Libra cryptocurrency. And you can see that right here. Instagram has begun sliding into your DMs to suggest that you become friends with people you probably don't even know. An influencer couple in Germany admitted that one of their moms works two jobs just to pay for all of their travel so they can take pictures and post them to Instagram. This happened when they started a GoFundMe to try to raise the $11,000 they were going to need for an upcoming trip where they wanted to ride bicycles from Germany to Africa. The couple didn't say how they planned on riding their bicycles to Africa. They may have thought about going down and around the Mediterranean into Egypt. Maybe they thought they could ride them onto a boat or a barge of some kind and get across the Mediterranean Sea. They also didn't say any country in Africa. They just said Africa as if it was one gigantic country, but it's a massive continent. Please, white people, stop referring to Africa as just Africa. There's lots of stuff in Africa. Microsoft has jumped on the bash Google Chrome bandwagon, and they revealed that Microsoft's new Chromium-based Edge browser is probably going to make it easier for third-party extensions to block ads. Snappy Chat is probably back. According to a report by Sensor Tower, the app was the number 3 most downloaded app in May, just after Facebook and Chinese sensation TikTok. Reddit shut down the /r/NBA streams subreddit community. They waited conveniently enough until the entire season was over, so great job, Reddit. Twitter is sunsetting the geotagging feature on tweets because they said nobody uses it. Everybody's favorite not a murderer, OJ Simpson, joined Twitter this week, and supposedly he's been sending people tweets with knife emojis. He says he's on Twitter to set the record straight. Not really sure what that means. That's it for this week in digital marketing so far. Thank you so much for tuning in, all like, 9 of you? It's been a lot of fun. We've been doing this for 3 weeks now. I'd really appreciate it if you guys went down there and clicked on that subscribe button or tap it if you're on your phone. I'm going to keep making these videos. I'm having a good time doing this, and I hope you like watching them.